Now that hundreds of homes have been destroyed by Kilauea volcano in the last couple of months, some are asking how people were able to purchase and insure homes in such a known high-risk area. Kili'i Akina is the president and CEO of the Grassroot Institute of Hawaii. Earlier this morning, we spoke about the government-backed insurance program, the Hawaii Property Insurance Association, that made many of those home purchases possible. We began by looking at the background to the 1991 measure that created the HPIA.
Well, basically, the government made it possible for us to defy common sense. In other words, if we looked at what was really going on, dangerous lava flows, a history of destruction, the unwillingness of insurance companies to insure, nobody would have been able to get insurance and build homes in dangerous locations. The government said, forget about that. We're going to require all insurance companies to be part of a nonprofit group that's going to guarantee that anyone who wants to build a home gets to build a home.
What was the stated intention of government in creating? This is 1991?
Back in the 1990s, we saw something quite tragic take place in the engulfing of the town of Kalapana with lava. And at that time, the insurance companies suffered massive losses financially, not to mention the losses to the homeowners and the residents of the area.
Right.
At that time, insurance companies were just without the ability to provide further insurance. So our government passed a law. Our legislature went to work, and they said people deserve the right to get insurance to build in the dangerous lava zones. And so they created an organization called the Hawaii Property Insurance Association. It's a nonprofit group. And all of the insurance companies that want to do business in Hawaii have to be part of it, and they pool their resources and underwrite the losses. The law itself allowed people to build and buy homes in lava zones 1 and 2, which are along the ridge and between the actual volcano and the ocean mm-hmm. on the southwest side of the island.
Mm-hmm.
There was a history of ongoing lava activity there, and basically that was ignored. The insurance now made it possible for people to purchase homes and have them insured, where otherwise the market itself wouldn't have made that possible. It resulted in an incentive to get out there and build homes on cheap land. I think you may remember back then the Honolulu Star Bulletin. I have an interesting little ad there for Leilani Estates. They ran an ad for $100 lots out there. And so that looked like a very enticing incentive to go out and build on a $100 lot, Leilani Estates. But nobody would be able to do that unless the state came in and said, here's your insurance.
$100 down gets you a home in the East Rift Zone.
That's right.
Well, when a law like the one you're talking about, it's a 1991 law, right, the establishment of this nonprofit.
Right, what we call the HPIA.
When something like the HPIA is created, it's done with benign intentions, or at least stated as having benign intentions. What were the intentions of the law?
Well,
equal opportunity, you know.
A vague sense of fairness, that if somebody wants to own a home, they should have the right to be able to buy a home that they can get insurance for. But this is a mistaken notion. Nobody is denying anyone the right to build a home in a dangerous lava zone. What we're talking about here is whether insurance companies should be forced to insure them. Now, if you have the means to pay very expensive insurance, for example, Lloyd's of London will be glad to insure your space shuttle.
If you are willing to pay enough.
That's right. So that's not what's being denied. But what's happening here is the government is saying, everybody has a right to that insurance, therefore we're going to make sure that you can get that at a cost that's affordable. But there are other costs as well. You see, when you override the market mechanisms and you build homes in the lava zones and then the homes are destroyed, it's not just the homeowner who suffers. It's not just the people living there. It's also the neighborhood, the community, and more than that, it's the emergency workers that come in from city and county and from the state and the countless numbers of volunteers. It's the lives of others in society that are endangered as well.
With over 500 homes destroyed to date by the latest Kilauea eruption, can we anticipate the overall cost to Hawaii Island, to the state?
Oh, the costs are tremendous. I mean, Chris,
it's a ripple effect, right?
That's right. As you know, about 533 homes have been destroyed as of today, and we don't see any stopping immediately of the lava flows. So that figure is going to go up. The human tragedy is great, and beyond that, the value of those homes is approximately, about $116 million. But that doesn't count surrounding property, and it doesn't count how much society is paying. For example, the emergency workers, and this is something people may not realize immediately, the city and county and the state emergency workers have to go into massive overtime. Their pensions are related to their overtime pay. And as a result, the head of the emergency or the head of the employee retirement system has said, we're facing a situation like a major drop in the stock market that's going to impact what taxpayers have to pay into the employee retirement system. And that is just part of the cost. There's the other cost, of course, and that is the amount of money that the insurance company is going to have to raise in order to cover the losses. That's going to be passed on through a hidden tax to consumers, to every property owner in the state.
Hidden how?
In that there's no law that says the taxpayers have to underwrite the insurance losses. But you and I know the insurance companies to survive are going to have to pass that on in the prices that they charge everybody else in Hawaii for insurance.
Getting back for a second to the ERS, Employee Retirement System, and the unfunded liability, which is absent this latest situation, what was the unfunded liability before, approximately?
Before
Kilauea, before this latest Kilauea eruption.
Well, going into these current eruptions, the unfunded liabilities in our employee retirement system were approximately $13 billion. Mm-hmm. And that's roughly $200,000 for every man, woman, and child in the state of Hawaii. We have probably one of the highest per capita rates of unfunded liabilities. In other words, our great-grandchildren are going to be paying for the employee retirement of the government workers.
What could this have added to the unfunded liability?
Well, we don't have the figures yet because the numbers are growing tremendously. But because pensions are linked to overtime pay.
People get bumped into a higher pension
absolutely.
Bracket.
Absolutely. So we're going perpetually to be paying the qualified workers a higher pension. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't have any problem with the compensation of these wonderful workers. That's not the issue here. They're risking their lives, and they're serving society. But the bottom line is we have to be aware of what the cost is to everyone.
What could be done in future about something, the issue that you're describing here?
Well, the basic issue is an economic one. When the government made available insurance through this mandated program, the HPIA, it took away the disincentive from people who would otherwise have said, this is too dangerous, it's too costly.
I'd like to build a home in the East Rift Zone, I couldn't handle the insurance cost.
Economics gives disincentives for a good reason. There's a term in economics called moral hazard. A moral hazard takes place when one person takes a risk that they usually wouldn't take because they know somebody else is going to pay for that risk. I mean, there are lots of things that you and I won't do because the risks are too high. But if the risk is taken away, we'll go ahead and we'll do that. And that's precisely what happened here when the government intervened with the market. We're not calling for the government to completely move out of the market space. But what we are saying is we shouldn't defy market indicators. When the insurance companies say this just can't be insured reasonably without great cost to society, we should listen to that.
Would you call for the dissolution of HPIA, repeal of this measure?
We're not putting forth any particular proposals, but we're calling for the legislature to take a good look at this and to examine better ways to pay attention to the market and to stop doing things that actually create incentives for people to take hazardous risks.
Kele'i Akina is the president and CEO of the Grassroot Institute of Hawaii. You can link to his articles about the insurance issue through the Conversations Facebook page.